I'm going to ask Bob Hillen to come on up here with me. Bob, you volunteered for this, right? I'm just trying to get this straight.
I was 6 foot tall.
What you didn't understand is that you were volunteering for in sickness and in health, for
that's
better or for worse.
That's true.
Right. So we're glad you both are feeling better.
Okay.
So tell us what's going on with the parking, and we're going to be moving in different ways next week.
Yes. Okay. I'd like to go back and just kind of start from the very beginning. Some of you heard it first service, but Pastor Gary asked us to start out in a walk of faith back about this time last year. We had little money, but we knew that the Lord would provide. So our first step was to get a plan put together, get it through all the different agencies, and you know, that takes longer than the actual construction itself, and there's always questions you got to answer and just back and forth. But we got through it all and made that happen. We moved the portable and got that in place, and it's positioned where the only place on the property we had to put it. we are about 3 feet from every angle.
Now, eventually the portable's gone.
Eventually, portable will be gone. Okay, that's the good news. So we started phase two, which we've got the detention pond in. We've got our fencing going around it. We've got our streets in back there. We've got to finish some curbing, pour some sidewalks, level the mounds of dirt. By Wednesday, all of that will be done. So starting Thursday, the front parking lot is closed off. During this process, Pastor Gary just keeps asking. you know, we were scheduled to be done the 23rd of May. Resurrection Sunday is the 20th of April. Pastor Gary says, can we get there by then? Can we have a paved parking lot by Resurrection Sunday? And like the portable, he kind of stretches you to get going. But the Lord has blessed us with good weather. The construction company that we're using, they've got 12 different job sites. They had two that was on hold. We moved some equipment over and people. So we're now 3 weeks ahead of where we expected to be. We have 6 weeks to get the front parking lot done and then get paid. And I think, good Lord willing, we'll be done with all the paving and everything by Resurrection Sunday.
Looking forward to that.
So we're there. That doesn't mean we're done with the project. We've got landscaping to do. We've got to get our as-built reviewed by the county. We've got to get our inspections. So that may be 3 or 4 weeks longer. But as far as using the facility, the parking lot, we'll be good to go. And we've got our church plans. Okay. They're complete. All the the engineering relative to it's done, so we're ready to go. Looking at the size of the fill of the church, we need everybody to be praying because we need the funding to go build our building. So
we've made a commitment right from the very start that we weren't going to go any further than what we had money to do. And so what we've been, what the Lord has blessed us with, is we're going to have a parking lot, and it's going to look nice.
It's going to look nice.
and it's all paid for.
It's all paid for.
And amazingly enough, we did that without one graft. We didn't have one graft, did we?
No.
Yeah, so. No. So we're not going to be talking to you about money. We believe that the Lord can do that. He'll talk to you better than I do. So, but we're looking forward to seeing how he works. And we've seen him work all along, not only in providing, but different people saying, we'll just give this to you.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
It comes from the Lord. Pastor James has been out there a lot, and Pastor Josh, and they've seen the kind of things that has happened that we say, wait, how did that happen? What made that happen right then? And we've just been blessed, and I can't wait to Park in a striped parking spot.
Yeah, and next new car I buy, I'm going to take you with me, because you seem to know how to dicker. It was interesting that this guy actually saved money because he didn't have to bring in as much dirt. I think 30 truckloads
30,
he didn't have to bring in.
$30,000.
So that was a lot of money that he saved. And, you know, it was a contract job, so if he saves money, that's in his pocket. But Bob went to him, "Well, do you think you could do this for us since you're saving money here?" And so there were several things that we got. We'll call them freebies, but it was certainly the graces of the Lord to open that door, and we really appreciate it.
We've been blessed with that company, and they've been exceptional in my mind. They work with us, and so praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Thank
so,
you.
Real quick.
Yes.
So what's going to happen next week?
Go through the cemetery.
Next week,
everybody will go through the cemetery.
We'll come through the cemetery. We've got
think of it this way. In order to get to heaven.
Now, everybody will go through the cemetery. Those of you that's been parking over there now will continue to do that. Those that need assistance, we're going to have extra people to direct you down the driveway coming in back there, showing you where to park. We'll try to get people that need assistance in getting in the church. We'll park them as close as we can, and we'll be there to help. And then over the weeks, you'll know where to go, and we'll be there still.
So you'll be coming through the cemetery, and you're going to go. We have a gate that comes from the cemetery, and they'll drive down into the parking lot here.
Yes, and right. They'll come up. We've got 30 spaces that we can use, which we had about the same out front. So the same balance will occur.
Right.
It's just that we have areas where it's a lot further to walk.
We'll have flag people.
And we'll have people out there to help and direct you right where you need to go. But okay. We're all set. And, you know, the cemetery has been great working with us. And so we're just thankful to them that that's the only way we could do this project.
Yeah, and I'm not only thankful that, of course, we have good relations with them and that the testimony is good, but I'm thankful for the neighbors because, you know, there was a time where we did hear some stirrings, and our desire is not to offend or to bring any hurt to the neighbors, and they've all been on board, and it's just been the Lord that caused that to happen.
We broke the fence on the neighbors back there, and they did not. They didn't say any issue at all. We fixed the fence.
I think he was glad to see the trees gone.
Trees gone, but we're going to put up behind that wall out there. We're going to put up some big hollies and everything, so that will dress that area up, give them something visually to look at that's nice, and that's the game plan.
Amen. Thank you. Yes. Appreciate that. One of the great texts that I oftentimes turn to is 1 Thessalonians 5. You don't need to turn to the passage, but it says, encourage one another. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've had a lot of encouragement from all of you in different ways, and I certainly appreciate this. It goes on to say, build up one another. And then Paul makes a statement, we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you. And I am so thankful for the Spirit of God. You know, isn't it wonderful when you don't have to ask people to do things, but they volunteer? Now, they don't always know what they're volunteering for. And it's not my job to tell you. But the fact that the Spirit of God begins to move in hearts, and that's much better. That's much better. Once you get into the whole administrative thing, then it becomes mechanical. And we're not an organization, we're an organism. So we breathe the Spirit of God, and He begins to move in our hearts. And I have found when He begins to work, it not only gets done, everybody's happy when it gets done. And it's a wonderful thing. One of the statements that Paul makes to the Thessalonians is that he is thankful for their work of faith, their labor of love, and their steadfastness of hope. Think of those two things at the beginning. Work of faith. In other words, they're doing what they're doing because of their faith in God and because they trust Him to do the work ultimately. And then their labor of love. They're doing it because they love God. They're doing it because they love God's people. And I you know, I have seen this continually when I thought about the different pastors and ones that we have ordained here. One of the things I was looking for, did they love God? I mean, I could care less about, I mean, you know, all the things that oftentimes the churches think that the person has to have, you know, certain skills or whatever, is really not the issue. The issue is, do they love God with our heart? The church works on a different level than an organization or a business. And so what I have seen is that God has given me, you know, Psalm 37, God's given me the desires of my heart. Certainly we have men that love God, and how wonderful it is to watch this. I just want to say in this, I'm so thankful for James. James will text me, did this, he'll take pictures, this is what's happened. You're right on top, you're making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But your heart's really in it, and you guys are out here, and Josh, let me tell you what I love the most. These guys are out here witnessing to the construction workers. Because to us, look, it's just a parking lot in a building. That's not a big deal. But the wonderful thing is that there are souls out there. And we have an opportunity. And I remember one day Josh called me. He says, can we feed these guys while they're here? And I said, yeah, let's go ahead and feed them. And, you know, so you've had multiple opportunities. And of course, Josh brings the food. And he goes, okay, before I give you the food, let me share. And, you know, they didn't know what they were in for either. But you've actually, both of you have gained rapport with these guys that are working it. And that's what we desire more than anything else. If we could, yes, sir.
One of them went to England.
Ah, there you go.
Grew up in the same neighborhood.
Shouldn't surprise us, huh? Yeah, go to your old alma mater. So, and James, so thank you guys so much for your labor of love. I know that you're doing it because nobody told you had to be out here, and nobody told you had to do this. But what a wonderful way to minister.
We didn't want to leave it all on Bob.
You didn't want him having all the fun. Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness and how it's shown to us in many ways, but most of all, how it's shown to us in the body of Christ, how you encourage us, how you strengthen us. And Lord, we appreciate what you're doing. We give you thanks for the greater miracle, and that is the souls that are being touched. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.